So why do you think the Christmas light switch on at Manchester Into Trafford Centre is so important to Manchester?
The Into Trafford Centre Christmas light switch on is a massive event for the North West. It's such a central location for most of the North West to come shopping, and it's got a great atmosphere. Everything's under one roof, and we're thrilled to be here to help push that button.
I'm just excited. I've never done this before.
And being a Northern girl at heart, Natalie, what were your feelings like when you were asked to switch on the Trafford Centre Christmas lights?
I was absolutely honoured to be asked to switch on the lights this year at the Trafford Centre. I'm from the North West. I don't get here very often, but it's always great to return. I'm very thrilled to be asked.
I'm thrilled. Never done it before. And it's just that power, you press your hand down the button and all of a sudden things lighten up. They're just magical.
And can you guys talk me through what's happening tonight?
Tonight we have the power to switch on the Christmas lights. Going to take a lot of Artem's muscle power. And we're also here raising money for Walking with Giants charity. So we're hoping to raise lots of money and get the party atmosphere going.
Do you think the Christmas light switch on is one of Manchester's biggest events?
The Trafford Centre Christmas light switch on is one of the biggest events of the year. We're absolutely thrilled to be here, thrilled to be asked, and we're glad we've found time through our rehearsals to come here tonight.
And Natalie, are you hoping to return to Manchester anytime soon?
I love coming to Manchester, so I'm really chuffed to be here tonight. I don't get here as often as I'd like. I had a great 2 years here while I was working on Coronation Street, so it's great to be back for such a wicked event.
So guys, I'm aware that you performed in 2010 at Stockport for their Christmas light switch on. What is it about the Into Trafford Centre that makes this year's Christmas light switch on so unique?
I think for me, as a fellow Mancunian, you know, it's amazing to be able to come back here. I remember when the Trafford Centre opened, I'm showing my age now, but, you know, to be back here and performing for everyone at the Trafford Centre is amazing.
It's always in the press as well. I always remember the switch on, like, some amazing acts I've performed here. So I think we are honoured to be here.
Yeah,
it's great to be here.
And it's possibly the only Christmas lights turn on in the UK where you're actually doing it on what appears to be the front of a large boat.
There you go.
Yes.
Brilliant. And Mark, do you come back to Manchester regularly?
Actually, as a band, we perform a lot up north, whether it's a corporate event or as part of our tour. Which is our tour is next year. We're performing at the Bridgewater Hall in March, so obviously can't wait for that. And I'll obviously see you guys down there. But I was in the Trafford Centre a few weeks ago doing a bit of shopping.
We like a night out in Manchester as well, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Everyone says that. Also, guys, how much are you hoping that we donate tonight for the Walking with Giants charity?
As much as you can. That's one of the wonderful things about an event as large as this one. It draws a lot of people along who can, you know, can pull resources and donate a lot of money for amazing causes.
What were your feelings like when you were asked to perform at the Trafford Centre?
We've recently released a new album, Saturday Night at the Movies, and you know, it's a really feel-good album, so we couldn't wait to get down here and get everybody dancing at the Trafford Centre.
We have a lot of fans that have popped down as well, and they're really excited, and a lot of people have travelled from outside of Manchester as well, so we're very, very lucky boys to be here. We're really looking forward to tonight, so we want to make sure it rocks.
And what are you guys performing tonight?
Yeah, we're singing a few tracks from our new album, Saturday Night at the Movies. We're giving a little taster.
We're going to do a little bit of A Pretty Woman, because tomorrow we're going to be performing this on TV, so we thought it'd be a good practice.
There's going to be a Christmas song as well.
We're going to have to put a Christmas song in there,
because
it is a Christmas light, so it's appropriate.
Do you reckon there's going to be a bit of fake snow or something going on inside? I'm sure you guys can make that happen. Come on now.
As long as it's not the stuff when they use the fairy liquid and it comes down, it looks like snow until it gets in your eyes and it starts stinging. That's not the best. Polystyrene balls are fine.
Well, that would make you smile more. You'd be like,
it's just giving it more.
I think what's great about doing a light switch on is it brings people together, and people get to, you know, all come together in the area and really watch something great. And you know, it's a great night for everyone, and it gets you into the Christmas spirit. And I think it's important that every place has Christmas light switch on. To be in a place like this in the Trafford Centre is absolutely amazing.
And do you think it's significant that the Trafford Centre have their own switch on event compared to other light switch ons in Manchester?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think because each area then gets its own sort of little Christmas vibe, and obviously these things can be really busy, and the Trafford Centre being as big as it is, it holds a lot of people and it gives people in that special Christmas magic.
And how much are you hoping that we donate this year for the Walking with Giants charity?
I think people should donate as much as they possibly can. I think doing donations for charities and any work of a similar kind is absolutely fantastic for not only, you know, the areas we're in, but charities across the world.
And what were your feelings like when you asked to perform here tonight at the Trafford Centre?
Absolutely amazing. We're overwhelmed to be singing in the Trafford Centre. It's a place we've always came as kids shopping and so on, and we've seen acts here before, so to come here and sing with my brother on the stage in the Trafford Centre in front of a lot of people, it's really exciting. We love a bit of Christmas, don't we? So it's exciting to get into the Christmas feel. Our new Christmas songs that are coming off our album, which is amazing.
So you're performing some of them tonight from the Christmas album, right?
Yes, for the first time, so no pressure. just hope everyone likes them.
I'm sure we will, guys. And what do you think of Manchester in general?
Yeah, we love Manchester. Yeah, we were originally from Wales and we're in Liverpool a lot, but we pop over to Manchester. We pulled up here today and we were saying to each other how amazing the place is. It's huge. It's like a mansion, like a huge castle. It's incredible, and all our favourite shops are here, so we certainly do like Manchester. Yes. And we're actually singing, aren't we, in the Lowry Theatre?
Fans of the area.
Well, yeah. When are you singing there, guys?
I'd have to check
the dates. It's in February, but we love Les Mis, the musical, and that was on there, so we feel quite privileged to be there.
And I've got to ask before you go, what does your nan think about the Christmas light switch on here at the N2 Trafford Centre?
Well, she's here today and she's managed to get herself a VIP spot at the very, very front. So I'm sure she'll make everyone in the Trafford Centre known without a mic. Everyone knows she'll be there, she'll be screaming. She doesn't say well done, she says bravo. She has to keep the operatic thing going constantly. Right. So she'll be there and she's super excited anytime she comes to see us, and to come to a place where she's, you know, she's always been shopping with Grandad and stuff, she'll be absolutely thrilled and full of pride.
So I'm aware you performed at Winchester Christmas Light Switch On last year. Mm. What makes this Christmas Light Switch On at Manchester Trafford Centre so unique?
First, it was the early rumours that Mr Bobby would be attending, and we're big fans of his work. But even though he's not, we just love the North more than the South, in fact, don't we, Sam?
Aye, we do that.
You can say that he is actually Northern.
Aye, I am, yeah.
Aye, I am.
Alright, whereabouts are you from?
From Leeds.
Alright, yeah, not too far away. So what's in store for us tonight, guys?
There will be a couple of songs, and then Martin's going to do his well-renowned shadow puppetry routine.
We're actually playing our new single, Somewhere in the Distance, which is going to be on our forthcoming third album.
Details of which are at thehoosiers.com, but more importantly, back to your shadow puppetry routine. Give us a little taster, what we can expect.
Yeah, that's all lies. I don't have anything else.
Oh, no. So how much are you hoping that we raise tonight, all the donations that go to the Walking with Giants charity?
I'd say if it's less than a billion, then we'll probably cry ourselves to sleep.
Ballpark.
And are you guys looking forward to Christmas?
No, not really.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd be divisive.
It's more Easter.
Saying anything in a shock, eh?
Yeah. And what do you think of Manchester itself?
We've been to Manchester a few times. It's always a good gig. Lovely people.
Yeah, there's a good electricity. It's nice. We like it. We've been to much worse places, which we won't name. So Manchester's always a treat.
And are you coming back anytime soon, guys?
Actually, we're on tour in December, so we're again, details will be at thehoosiers.com, but we're going to be playing around the area in December. So yeah, I just can't stay away.